Good afternoon, everybody.
下午好，弟兄姊妹。
Greetings in Jesus' name again.
奉基督的名下，你们问安。
Good to see all of you.
非常高兴再次见到你们。
The title of the sermon is The Least Likely Convert.
今天讲到的题目是最不可能信靠耶稣基督的人。
Jesus on Broadway. It has happened, at least in a way it did a few years ago. A play showed on Broadway in New York City named The Most Reluctant Convert.
耶稣就在百老汇，这的确发生了，至少在某种程度上是这样的。几年前，纽约市的百老汇上演了一出喜剧，名为《最不情愿的皈依者》。
It was about the life and conversion of C.S. Lewis to Christ. He was a professor at Cambridge in England, and for the first part of his life, an atheist.
这部喜剧讲述了 C.S. Lewis 的人生及其皈依基督的经历。路易斯曾是剑桥大学的教授。在他人生的早期，他是一位无神论者。
Yet God turned him into a great witness for Jesus and an apologist for the Christian faith.
然而，上帝却将他变成了耶稣的伟大的见证人和为信仰的辩护者。
Acts 9 records another very dramatic conversion, and the account is dripping with significance. It is one of the most important passages in the book of Acts. We know so because the account is mentioned 3 times in the book.
使徒行传的第九章记载了另一个非常戏剧性的悔改皈依。这段记载意义非凡，是使徒行传中最重要的章节。我们之所以知道这一点，是因为这段记载被圣经重复的提及了三次。
Important things in the Bible do come up many times. In addition to this passage, it is also recorded in Acts 22 and in Acts 26. The event marks a huge turning point in the life of the early New Testament church.
圣经中凡重要的事情往往都会被多次提到，除了这一章节外，这一事件也在《使徒行传》的第22章和26章被记载。这一事件标志着新约教会初期历史上一个重大的转折点。
From here, Saul, who is now better known as Paul, would become a spiritual and special missionary primarily to the Gentiles, yet he was one of the most least likely people to become a Christian.
从这一刻起，扫罗，也就是我们熟悉的名字保罗，将成为一个特别的宣教士。他主要是向外邦人传福音，然而他原本却是最不可能成为基督徒的人。
The church historian Larkin had this to say about the significance of the account. Quote, the most important event in human history, apart from the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth, is the conversion to Christianity of Saul of Tarsus.
教会历史学家拉金这样评论这段记载的，这段经文记载的重要性。在人类历史上，除了拿撒勒人耶稣的生死与复活之外，最重要的事件就是扫罗归信基督。
Another important aspect of this passage is its importance for evangelism. There's a lot here to encourage us in our Christian witness. You see, the theme of the book of Acts is this. The gospel can't be stopped. Every passage in Acts somehow promotes this idea. Here we see another very good reason why.
这段经文的另一个重要方面就是它对传福音的重要性。这里有很多内容鼓励我们做基督徒的见证。你看《使徒行传》的主题是福音的传播是不可阻挡的，《使徒行传》的每一段经文都在某种程度上强调了这一个真理。在这段经文中再次给了我们一个强有力的理由。
Let's stop and think about how let's think about how great and unstoppable the gospel really is.
让我们思想一下，福音是多么的伟大，又是多么的不可阻挡。请弟兄姊妹起立 ，please stand up. Let me read the Acts 9:1 scripture. 我来诵读这个经文，《使徒行传》的第九章一到九节。求文书给大马色的各会堂，若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。扫罗行路，将到大马色，忽然天上发光，四面照着他，他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”他说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。起来，进城去，你所当做的事必有人告诉你。”同行的人站在那里说不出话来，听见声音却看不见人。同行的人站在那里说不出话来，听见声音却看不见人。扫罗从地上起来，睁开眼睛，竟不能看见什么。有人拉着他的手，领他进了大马色，三日不能看见，也不吃也不喝。弟兄姊妹，请坐。Please be seated.
1st, we see that even the most sinful people are desired and loved by God. That is my first main point in verses 1-3a. In other words, God desires to save sinners, even the most wicked of them.
首先让我们看到，即使是罪孽最深重的人，上帝也乐意爱他们，拯救他们。这是我从一到三节的经文中得出的第一个要点。换句话说，上帝乐意、愿意拯救罪人，哪怕是那些最邪恶的罪人。
In verse 1, we saw how utterly opposed Saul was to Christ and his people.After the stoning of Stephen in Acts chapter 7, which Saul approved of in Acts chapter 8, we were told that Saul was breathing these threats. In other words, they were coming in and out of him. The imagery makes him look like a wild, angry animal. Then we see in verse 2 that Saul was seeking formal permission to capture more Christians. To say that he was an enemy of Christians would be an understatement.
在第一节，我们看到扫罗是如何彻底的抵挡反对基督和他的子民的。在使徒行传的第七章，斯提凡被石头打死之后，第八章中扫罗也赞同了这一举动。我们得知扫罗向主的门徒口吐威胁、威吓、凶杀的话。换句话说，这些威胁就像他的呼吸一样，在他的嘴中进进出出。这样描写让他看起来就像一只狂暴愤怒的野兽。接着在第二节中，我们看到扫罗正在寻求正式的许可文书，以便抓捕更多的基督徒，说他是基督徒的敌人，一点也不为过。
Notice that Christians here are described as belonging to the way. This is what Christians were first called, followers of the way. Apparently that name came from John 14:6 when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Also the author of Hebrews in chapter 10 verses 19-20 says,that Jesus is the new and living way to God. Saul understood that claim. The followers of the way were claiming that Jesus was the only path to God. All other roads did not lead to eternal life. This was offensive to Saul. It is the same today. God himself does convince people otherwise.
请注意，这里将基督徒称为 这道路的人，这是早期对基督徒的称呼。显然这个称呼是来自约翰福音14:6，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。另外在希伯来书的作者在10:19-20指出，耶稣是通往上帝一条又新又活的道路。保罗明白这一宣告的意义，跟随这条道路的人宣告耶稣是通往上帝的唯一道路，而所有其他的道路都不能带领我们通往永生和上帝同在。这正是扫罗所反对的，今天很多人也是如此。上帝要亲自使人的心改变，让他们得以相信真理。
In fact, there is a word play here. Saul is converted to the way while on the way to Damascus. He was going someplace specific and ended up coming to Jesus. This wasn't his original intention. The application to this is that God brings people to himself even when they are going in a direction different than the one to him.
事实上，这里是一个文字上的双关语。扫罗是前往大马色的路上 on the way， 归信了这道 the way， 主的道。他原本是要去某个特定的地方，结果却来到了耶稣的面前，这并非是他起初的意愿。那么这一个真理对我们的应用是，即使是人行走在一条远离上帝的路上，上帝也会把他们带到他自己的面前来。
Certainly God desires everyone to come to Jesus even if all don't. 2 Peter 3:9 is clear. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God uses us to give the message to them, but he is the one who converts them.
的确，上帝希望每个人都能够来到归向耶稣，即使是所有的人都不愿意。彼得后书3:9说得很清楚，主所应许的赏未成就，有人以为他是单眼，其实不是单眼，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人悔改。神的救恩之愿确实能够临到那些看起来最不可能得救的人身上。
His desire certainly can reach unlikely people. About 50 years ago, there was a rash of gun murders in New York City. The victims were killed at gunpoint. The murderer was eventually found and convicted of murder, having killed no less than 8 people in cold blood. He became known as the Son of Sam.
神的救恩确实可以临到那些看起来最不可能得救的人身上。大约在50年前，纽约发生了一连串的持枪杀人案件，受害者都是被枪杀的，凶手最终被捕获并且被判谋杀罪。他冷血地杀害了至少8个人，他被称为三母之子。
But then in 1987 he read what the Bible said about forgiveness. As he continued to read, one passage became particularly meaningful to him. It was Psalm 34:6. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles.
然而在1987年，他读到圣经中关于赦罪的教导。当他继续在阅读圣经时，有一段的经文对他的意义非凡，就是诗篇34篇的6节，我这困苦人呼求， 耶和华便垂听，救我脱离一切的患难。
He realized he really could be forgiven for all the people he murdered. He trusted Christ and repented. Now he calls himself the Son of Hope.
当他意识到，即便是谋杀这样严重的罪，也真的能被神所赦免，于是他便信靠了基督，并悔改信主。如今他称自己为希望之子。
But how does God express his desire to see people come to Christ? What specifically happens? Although I don't think Saul's conversion here by itself demonstrates a pattern for all conversions, there is nevertheless something about it that is common to all those who become Christians. That is that everyone who becomes a Christian does hear the voice of Christ.
但上帝如何表达他渴望人们归向基督呢？具体发生的是什么呢？虽然我不认为扫罗的悔改信主本身就代表了所有归信主人的模式，但其中确实有一个共同点，就是所有成为基督徒的人都会经历的是，凡归信基督的人都会听见基督的声音。
My second main point then is even the most sinful person can hear Jesus. As we see in the second part of verse 3 to verse 6, which is the climax of this account. How does this happen?
那么我的第二个要点是，即使是罪孽深重的人也能听到耶稣的声音。正如我们在第三节的后半部到第六节，这是整段经文的高潮部分所看到的。那么这到底是如何发生的呢？
One thing that is common in all conversions to Christ is that the person converted realizes who Jesus is, then hears his personal calling. In the second part of verse 3, Saul is knocked to the ground by a very bright light from heaven.
所有归信基督的人都有一个共同点，那就是他们会从认识到耶稣，那就是他们都会认识到耶稣是谁，然后听到耶稣亲自对他们个人的呼召。在第三节的后半节，扫罗被天上的一道非常明亮的光击倒在地。
Bright light in Scripture indicates the presence of God. There are many passages that indicate this, such as Ezekiel 1, Daniel 8, and of course the transfiguration of Jesus in the Gospels. To become a Christian, then, one must realize God's great presence.
圣经中明亮的光常常表明上帝的同在。圣经中许多章节都表明了这一点。例如以西结书第一章，但以理书第八章，当然还有福音书中耶稣登山的变相。因此要成为基督徒，一个人必须认识到上帝真实伟大的同在。
But with that realization comes hearing the voice of Christ. All of God's people are called personally by Jesus himself.In John 10:27, Jesus said, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
有了这种对上帝临在的认识之后，你就会听见基督的声音。所有属上帝的子民，每一个人都是由耶稣亲自呼召的。正如耶稣在约翰福音第十章二十七节中所说，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
Further, Paul says in Romans 10:14, when referring to people hearing and believing the gospel, quote, How can they call on him who they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard?But the of whom in the last sentence really is better translated without the of, simply whom they have never heard. The whom is Jesus himself. God's people hear the great shepherd's call to salvation personally, not necessarily as an audible call, but an inward call to their hearts as they read and hear Jesus speak in the Bible.
此外，保罗在罗马书十章十四节也说到人们如何听到福音并信从福音。然而，人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？这里最后一句话，听见他，原文翻译为听见关于他 of whom。其实更准确的翻译应该是直接听见他 whom。这个他就是指耶稣本人，不是听见关于耶稣，而是听见了耶稣本人。上帝的子民都会听见大牧者耶稣的呼召，这个呼召不一定是耳朵听到的声音，而是在内心深处的呼唤，呼唤他们当读到圣经以后认识到归向基督得着救恩。
Notice too in verse 4 the way Saul is addressed. He is called by his own name twice. Saul, Saul. This double name call occurs at other times in the Bible. For example, for Abraham in Genesis 22, Martha in Luke 10. It indicates an intense personal address. The call of Christ himself in this account is what all conversions have in common. God calls his people in Christ personally. That personal call always leads to a personal and definite response.
请注意第四节中，耶稣呼唤扫罗的方式，耶稣呼唤他的名字，扫罗，扫罗。这种重复名字的呼叫在圣经的其他地方也出现过，例如在创世纪22章中呼唤亚伯拉罕，在路加福音第10章中呼唤马大。这种呼召方式表示一种非常亲切、极为个性化的呼召。在这段经文中，是基督亲自向扫罗发出呼唤，这正是所有归信基督之人所共有的经历。上帝在基督里亲自呼唤他的百姓，而这种个性化的呼召也总会带来一个个人明确的回应。
In the third main point here now,we see in verses 7 to 9 that even the most sinful person does respond in obedience. Certainly, this was a very unusual conversion. But Saul was an unusual man who would go on to do great things for the Lord. He was going to become one of the greatest theologians, missionaries, and pastors who ever lived. But first, there would be a time of trial and humbling right after his conversion.We couldn't see it. He couldn't see, yet he knew that he had seen Jesus. This was the important thing that had happened to him.
在这里的第三个重点，我们从第七节到第九节看到，即使是罪孽最深重的人，也会顺服回应上帝的呼召。当然，扫罗的归信是一个非常不寻常的经历。本身也是一个不寻常的人，将来要为主成就极大的事工，他将成为教会历史上最伟大的神学家、宣教士和牧者之一。但在这一切之前，他信主之后首先要经历的是一段时间的试炼，使他谦卑的过程。他失明了，他心里却知道自己确实见到了耶稣，对他来说，这正是对他最重要的经历。
Then we understand Saul's response more fully from the repeated account in Acts 22:10. There we learn that Saul replied, "What shall I do, Lord?" As a mark of his conversion to Christ, Saul surrendered himself to Jesus and would now walk in obedience.
接着我们可以看到《使徒行传》22章第10节再次的记载，更加清楚地理解扫罗的回应。在那里我们看到扫罗回答说，主啊， 我当做什么？这句话表明了他归信基督的标志，他将自己完全降服于耶稣，决心从此顺服的跟从主的道路。
There are a number of important applications to this whole account. Let me give you three of them.
圣经记载了扫罗信主的整个故事，给我们非常多重要的应用。那么让我给你们总结其中的三个应用。
Number one, we cannot miss the great love of Jesus for wicked sinners. Few of us have ever been as bad as Saul before his conversion, but we were bad enough. Paul reminds us in Romans 3:10, none is righteous. Further in Romans 5:10, if we, while we were God's enemies, were reconciled to him through the death of his son, yes, we were all once sinners and enemies of God.
第一个就是我们绝不能轻忽耶稣对邪恶罪人极大的慈爱。我们中很少有人像扫罗信主之前那样败坏堕落，但我们同样的败坏和有罪。保罗在罗马书3:10提醒我们，没有一人，连一个都没有。又在罗马书5:10说，因为我们做仇敌的时候，却借着神儿子的死得与神和好。
The solution to this problem is the same for us as it was for Paul. Trust in Christ completely by faith and repentance.
是的，我们都曾是罪人，与神为敌。无论是对我们还是保罗，解决问题的方式都是一样的，就是全心的信靠基督，凭着信心和悔改归向他。
What a loving God we serve.
我们所服侍的上帝是何等慈爱的上帝。
The second application is related to this. We should be reminded to never give up our witness to someone, even if they look hopelessly lost. Nobody in this life is out of reach of God's love in Christ. God can and does convert all kinds of hopelessly lost people, even very evil ones. Keep witnessing to them and praying for them.
第二个，基于此，我们应当被提醒。不要放弃向任何人做福音的见证，即使是某些人看起来完全没有希望，在今生似乎无法悔改的人，没有人是能够超越出基督之爱拯救范围的。上帝可以，的确会这样拯救那些看似毫无希望甚至极其邪恶的人。请继续为他们做见证，也为他们祷告。
On prayer, by the way, here is a third application. I've always been taught that prayer is very important in evangelism. Pray for the person you are evangelizing. And I still believe that is correct. But where was prayer in the conversion of Saul?
第三个关于祷告是这里的一个重要的应用。我一直被教导说，在福音的事工中，祷告是非常重要的。你在向某人传福音时，应当为他祷告。我仍然相信这是对的，但我们从扫罗信主的经历中看到祷告的记录了吗？
I don't see prayer mentioned in this passage or any other.Yet Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 5:44, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Saul was identified as a great enemy of the church in Acts 8:1 after Stephen was stoned and Saul then approved of it. So where was the prayer for Saul?
但我们从保罗归主的经历中看到祷告的记录了吗？这段经文中甚至没有其他的经文，我们都 甚至其他的经文我们都没有看到。然而耶稣在马太福音5:44中教导门徒说，要爱你们的仇敌，为逼迫你们的祷告。在使徒行传8:1，扫罗被明确认定为是教会极大的仇敌，他在斯提凡被石头打死后竟还赞同这事。那么为扫罗的祷告在哪里呢？
I think it's safe to assume that in obedience to Jesus, the church actually did pray for Saul. It just wasn't recorded in the Bible. If you are a great prayer warrior, don't expect much recognition. But God sees you, hears your prayer, and does use your prayer. His reward isn't recognition of people. It is God using your prayers to reach people for His glory.
我认为我们可以合理的推断，出于耶稣命令的顺服，早期教会的信徒确实为扫罗祷告了，只是圣经没有记载而已。如果你是一个热切为人代祷的人，也许在外人眼里不会受到太多的关注，但上帝看见你，听见你的祷告，并且使用你的祷告。上帝的奖赏不是来自人间的称赞，而是借着你的祷告来拯救其他的人。
To conclude this, we must remember the gospel can't be stopped because God converts his enemies to become his friends and servants. Jesus calls personally and effectively.God uses the witness of prayers, the prayers of His people in part to accomplish this conversion. But salvation is completely given by the Lord. It is supernatural. Isn't that a great battle strategy? Of course it is. The strategy brought C.S. Lewis and the son of Sam into the kingdom. Paul, however, stands as one of the greatest examples ever. But we are all examples too, and for that, we thank the Lord.
到了我们的结论，福音是一个无法阻挡的，因为上帝能够使他的敌人归正，转变他们成为他的朋友与仆人。耶稣的呼召是个人的，也是有效的。上帝使用他的百姓见证与祷告，在一定程度上成就人的归信，但人得救完完全全是出于主的恩典的赐福，是上帝超自然的作为。这不是一场上帝极其智慧的属灵战略吗？当然是。正是这一个策略，把 C.S. Lewis 和三姆之子带进了上帝的国度，而保罗无疑是最伟大的归信的列证之一。但其实我们每一个人也都是这神奇奇妙拯救见证的人，为此我们要满心的感谢我们的主。好，我们呢就是下面是在圣餐之前，我会请弟兄姊妹一起来默祷，来认罪悔改，然后完了之后呢，我会带领弟兄姊妹一起来诵读这个 Confession of Sin。 所以我们下面呢，请弟兄姊妹一起花一点时间来到上帝面前来认罪悔改，然后我来带领弟兄姊妹来读这个会众认罪祷告文。让我们低头一起祷告。好的，让我们一起来，我带领弟兄姊妹一起来诵读这一段悔改的祷告文。至慈悲的上帝，我们承认我们在思想、言语和行为上得罪了你，无论是我们所做的，还是我们应该却没有做的，我们没有全心全意的爱你，我们也没有爱之如己，我们真心悔改，谦卑认罪，求你因爱儿子基督之心的缘故怜悯我们。
As I shared in my sermon, the gospel cannot be stopped because God converts even his greatest enemies into his beloved friends.
正如我在讲道中所分享的，福音是无法被拦阻的，因为上帝甚至能将他最大的敌人转变为他所爱的朋友。
First, we see that even the most sinful people are desired by God. C.S. Lewis, the son of Sam and Saul, who firstly persecuted the church, were among those who seemed least likely to repent and believe in Christ. Yet God delighted to save them. And in truth, we are no different. Each of us once was an enemy of God and has now been made his friend through his grace.
第一，我们看到，即使是最邪恶的罪人，上帝也乐意拯救他们。无论是 C.S. Lewis, 三木之子杀人犯，还是曾经猛烈逼迫教会的扫罗，他们在人看来几乎不可能悔改信主，但上帝却乐意拯救他们。事实上，我们和他们没有区别，我们也曾是上帝的敌人，如今却因他的恩典成了他的朋友。
A second, even the most sinful person can hear the voice of Christ. In Christ, God calls deeply broken and sinful people to repentance and faith. His people hear the call of the great shepherd, not necessarily in an audible voice, but in a personal and inward summons to their hearts.
第二，即使是最邪恶的罪人，也能听见耶稣的声音。上帝在基督里呼召罪恶深重的罪人悔改，相信福音。他的百姓听见那位大牧人的声音，这不一定是耳朵听到的声音，而是内心深处听到那亲密的呼召。
Third, even the most sinful person can and does respond in obedience. All who have received the grace of the gospel share this same testimony. Jesus Christ bore our sins, died in our place on the cross, redeemed us from the sin and death, rose again to bring hope.Of eternal life. This is the profound mercy and everlasting love of God shown to sinners.
第三，即使是罪恶深重的罪人，也会在呼召中顺服回应上帝的呼召。所有蒙恩得救的人都会有一个共同的经历，就是耶稣基督为我们的罪而死，替我们承担罪的刑罚，救赎我们脱离罪恶和死亡。并为我们复活，带给我们永生的盼望。这一切都彰显了上帝对罪人永恒的慈爱和极大的怜悯。
The Lord's Supper reminds us of this very grace. It points us back to the finished work of Christ and His sacrifice on our behalf. It is a moment of deep gratitude and reflection for every believer, a celebration of what Christ has done for us.
圣餐正是提醒我们这些罪人恩典的记号，提醒我们，我们得救完全是因着基督的恩典，而非我们自己所行的。
Those who have not yet believed in Jesus, the call is clear. Repent and turn to Christ without delay. This is the only way for any sinner to be saved.
对于还没有信靠基督的人，呼召是清晰明确的。你要悔改归向基督，不可迟延，因为信靠耶稣基督是每一个罪人得救的唯一道路。
The Lord's Supper is a reminder to us of God's love and that Jesus took the curse of God's judgment upon himself.
主的圣餐是提醒我们上帝的慈爱，因为耶稣亲自为我们承担了上帝对罪审判的咒诅。
So, if you acknowledge your sin and repent of it, and humbly rely on Jesus for salvation, you should come to the supper. If you do not, you should refrain from partaking.
因此，如果你承认自己的罪并悔改，谦卑地依靠耶稣基督的救恩，你就应该来参加主的圣餐。如果还没有信主受洗，请暂时不要参加。
With that, let us pray.
因此，让我们来祷告。
Lord, help our faith at this time as we partake of this bread and wine to see that you are with us to comfort and strengthen us. During this time, help us to see more clearly all of who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
主啊，当我们与你团契的时候，请坚定我们的信心，记着领受主的饼和杯，看到你与我们同在，安慰我们，坚固我们，在这美好的时光中，帮助我们更加的认识你的一切。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。